Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Mit Wieso Steuer? Bis zum 31. Juli abgeben.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, letters, drill sergeants, and you want some of this before I put it away? Coming up in just a minute.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
I will always have a complicated relationship with this game, but people evolve. So do sports. Do not make me regret this. Do not make me devolve back to that guy that so many clones wish that I still was. And do not embarrass the entire country. Now, I can go back. I can get there fast. Lose tonight, and you got a real problem. Do not blow it.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
You've been warned.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Bob and Tom Show.
Hey, I got a good story for y'all.
I'd love to hear it.
You know how a magician takes a hold of a tablecloth and yanks it?
The tablecloth trick.
Oh, yeah, it's one of the greatest tricks of all time.
Love the tablecloth.
I love that.
I did that, but there was a little catch to this. Everything stayed on the table except the fork, and the fork went flying behind me and stuck my brother in the forehead. He had to go to the hospital.
Oh, my God.
He had it in his forehead, and he ended up...
Sir, you're receiving a standing ovation from the crew.
It's stuck in his forehead.
Wait a second. Now,
wait, we can't hear you. Wait.
Was your brother's brain affected? Was he crippled for life or anything sad?
Oh, no, no.
Oh, well, good.
He's got 10 stitches in his forehead.
God, I hope you yelled ta-da at the end of that. Ta-da!
Yeah, after it was the kind of amazing. Everybody was amazed. Everything stayed there on the table, and all of a sudden we heard my brother behind me saying, oh, my God. What it was.
Did anybody get a picture of the fork?
You see, you learned the lesson. You could have poked his eye out.
If you missed something yesterday, maybe you'll hear it now. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
We've been talking a lot about some great folks in the military. Once again, Josh's dad, a two-time combat veteran, two tours of duty, Vietnam. And he was also a drill sergeant there for a while.
Yes. And a little bit for his boys, too. Now and again, we would get this treatment.
Well, this comes to us from a Marine.
Oh.
We had a recruit named Martinez. And even though Martinez was, I'm quoting here, a squared away Marine, the drill instructor always looked for a fault with him.
Mm.
One day at inspection, the DI went through the footlocker of Martinez way longer than any of the others. He finally found a tie that did not have Mr. Martinez's name stenciled on it.
Uh-oh.
And, of course, the rule was to have your name stenciled in every possession to prevent theft. The drill sergeant got right in the face of Mr. Martinez and said, you don't have your name stenciled on your tie. For all I know, this tie could be mine. Martinez said, why, sir, don't you stencil your name on your tie?
Oh, no.
Oops. By the way, the entire group paid for that.
Yeah.
But I'm sure well worth it. Catching hell, but certainly well worth it. If you want to reach us, it's Bob and Tom at bobandtom.com. Another letter, this references a phrase made famous by Chick McGee. It involves you stepping out of the shower. Can you explain it to me again, Chick?
You look at your significant other and grab your business area and say, hey, would you like any of this before I put it away?
Uh-huh.
And I'm going to say 9 times out of 10, it's proves fruitful.
This comes to us from Dave from Warren, Ohio.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Chick, my wife was sitting in a chair. She got up and asked me, hey, do you want any of this before I put it away?
Uh-oh.
I looked up. She was holding a bag of bacon strips. We'd had breakfast for dinner that night, and she was putting leftovers in the fridge.
See, I was going to say, has this ever been reversed?
Yeah, well, yeah.
We did have a letter.
Have you ever had a woman walk around the corner, like, buck naked and go, hey, you want some of this?
We did have a letter from a woman who said it was. She did it, and it worked.
It does work.
Well, of course. Gee, really? Yeah, you mean a guy? Yeah, if it didn't work, I would have been stunned.
Uh-huh.
Chick McGee, any more letters over there?
Dear Bob and Tom Show, there seems to be a lot of letters about how odd Tom is. Have you guys...
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, I know. I know Tom will very unique. That's why people are
very.
Interested.
No, not very. There is no such thing as very unique.
Oh boy. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
It's something's either one of a kind or it's not. You can't have. This is from varying degrees of
still
oneness.
Talking. This is from
I'm
Tori.
Just trying to get it right for these people.
Thanks for letting me listen.
Oh, wow! You're welcome.
I'm Tori in Salt Lake. I've been listening for the last 30 years, and I've got to say, Tom is especially weird today. This is from yesterday's show.
Oh, that's because I was very upset about that. Apple people screwing us.
No, Tori says, first, Tom was surprised that nobody has a system for wearing clothes like he does. Mm-hmm. I'd like to remind Tom that nobody does anything the way Tom does.
My system is simple. You go through you rotate your shoes, you rotate your jeans.
You don't rotate your shoes. You wear the shoes every day, the same pair.
No. I have several pairs of these. They look exactly.
Of those boots?
Yeah, today I got, these are the brown ones. Yesterday I had the black, and I've got a different shade of brown and another set of black.
You have four sets of the same boot?
Yeah, why not? I like them. This way they can air out and they don't stink.
Tom has incredibly horrible foot odor.
He has a Jeep Cherokee's worth of those boots in his bedroom.
Oh my God. Okay.
First, Tom surprised no one has a system for wearing clothes like he does, then claims he's claustrophobic and can't wear a gimp suit. That makes sense for a guy that won't wear T-shirts because they make him feel like he's being choked and cuts the top off his socks for the same reason. However, he requires a tool to get his boots on so tight they're like a second skin. And I think it was Josh who one day said he is an alien sent here to see how humans live, and he's trying the best he can.
Yeah, I can't figure it all out.
I'm starting to buy into that theory, Tori says. Thank you, Tori.
Okay, thank you very much.
I have a drill sergeant letter here.
Oh, I love these.
Yes, I do too. And thank you guys all so much for sending them in. And for the rest of you for celebrating our veterans with us. Ron got into some trouble because his foot locker was not as organized as it could have been. And his drill sergeant screamed at him, "On your face, scumbag." And then apparently the drill sergeant would say this every now and again, "Push-ups forever. Begin."
Forever.
That's kind of a bummer not knowing how many you're going to have to do.
Jim K. writes, "My father just turned 90. He was in the Marine Corps in the 1950s. As you can expect, being Marine, he was a tough disciplinarian. When my sister and I would misbehave, one of our punishments was running laps around the house. If we were fighting, we'd hear him go, 10 laps. We knew that we had to put our shoes on and start running laps around the house. As we passed the living room windows, we had to yell out our count on which lap we were on so they could hear it inside. Another punishment was to march. We would march back and forth in the yard as he called out the cadence, turns, and various commands. Thanks for supporting the military honor guard. Yeah, happy to do so, Jim. The one that we were talking about was the Operation Honor Guard, and this supports the volunteers who attend the funerals of veterans, and it's in order to have the proper uniforms and et cetera, et cetera. So it's a great organization.
Do you guys know those cardboard or, I'm sorry, wooden cutouts of, like, dog silhouettes that help keep birds off of places?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michael's boot camp had one of those, and apparently there was a gentleman in his platoon who was looking around when he shouldn't have been. You know, when you're in formation or you're supposed to be. Oh, actually, this is in the chow hall. I didn't know this was one of the rules. Maybe it's not in every, but you're supposed to only eat your food and look forward.
Oh,
so you just eat, look forward, look straight ahead. Well, this guy was looking around, and his company commanders just said, "Hey, you can't do that. You must be looking around at that black dog out there." From then on, every day while getting into formation, that guy had to go over to Max, the name of the cardboard or of the wooden cutout, get down on a knee and talk to him while feeding him invisible food.
What?
Man. Oh, you're a good boy, Max.
Oh, Max.
And everybody else just watch.
I mean, if we had to go through that, which of us would be in the brig first? Me, Godwin, or Chick?
Pat.
Probably me.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I think
that's
so.
That's a tough one.
I'm surprisingly, this will shock, because it shocks even me, I'm a pretty good soldier. If I'm in situations where you tell me exactly what I have to do, I'll do it and keep my mouth shut. But I also am somewhat of an anti-authoritarian authority guy.
Put it this way, if eye rolls made a sound, I would be, I could keep my face forward, but there'd be a lot of really subtle, get a load of this guy. Oh, wow. Now, we also have a lot of letters about side dishes at Thanksgiving. We had a lot of discussions about that yesterday. And it was interesting how many people consider the side dishes the best part of Thanksgiving.
Mm. Yeah,
the turkey's
that.
Kind of secondary. And I think that's kind of true for me. But we also have some nice Omaha steaks with our turkey. They're very popular. But if you want to send us your letters about what your favorite side dishes are, we'd love to hear from you. We were not able to acquire, by the way, that new mac and cheese.
The apple pie mac and cheese from Kraft, yeah.
Apparently, is that a Walmart exclusive? Mm-hmm. We've made two trips and so far been unsuccessful. And by we, I mean somebody else. But maybe I'll try it. Didn't you try it, Dave?
Yeah.
No,
I did notice the shelf was half empty, so.
Okay. All right, very good. Well, let's check in with Chick McGee.
Well, first we need to revisit why Josh said one morning that Tom was truly an alien sent here from another planet to try to just blend in and not make any trouble. Here's some audio. Walk down memory lane of Tom being an alien. Time now for the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
Last night we had kind of a sandwich bar for dinner. I ended up throwing pickles on a club sandwich. It was great.
This has been the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
Last weekend?
You know, the legendary one is you noticing roller carry-ons for the first time ever, which was just earlier this year.
At the airport. Yeah. Everyone has the same suitcase now.
Oh, yeah. Four wheels, roll.
No, but I mean, everyone has that one brand.
No, not everyone. Everyone in your world has that brand, yes.
What brand?
Must be a good brand.
It's a very good brand.
I just had to throw away my carry-on of like 20 years.
Wow.
I went to pick it up and the handle, kadook, it just ripped off.
Did it have wheels?
Oh, yes, and a handle. And
now, did you hear that, Tom? 20 years old?
Compartments.
Wheels.
Were the wheels stone?
We have a lot more of those. You sounded like an alien, Tom, if you'd like to hear them.
So I have a now one. I now have one that, like when you lift the handle, there's a little place for your phone.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's nice.
And by last Thursday?
Yeah.
Business lunch, I had a club sandwich with avocado.
Oh, that's a good choice.
Oh.
The California Club.
It changes the whole thing.
That is a California Club.
Yeah, that's good.
And then, of course, I've discovered oranges instead of lemons in iced tea. It's a world of difference.
Well, how about that?
Much better.
Why are you talking? You went on for years about flavored iced tea should be outlawed.
Yeah.
It's not flavored iced tea.
It's not flavored iced tea.
It's not pre-flavored is what
you take your standard iced tea, but instead of putting a lemon slice in it, you put an orange slice in it.
We all understand
that.
Yeah,
we got it.
We get it.
You should try it. It might help with your bad attitude.
Is there another alien thing?
Oh, yes. Right,
maybe we hear a second.
Yeah. Time now for the alien. I love this announcer, by the way. Just discovered thing here on Earth.
If you've ever been to a WNBA game, the presentation's great. They've got scoreboards.
This has been the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
NBA, I just went to an NBA game. Great scoreboard.
Same scoreboard. It's at the same facility.
Been there forever.
Different names on it.
Yeah, because if they'd mix the name, never mind.
Yeah, it make going to a game much more fun than it used to be.
That scoreboard looks, when you sent us pictures of it, it looked to be almost the size of the court.
It's big.
It's great. Videos, and it's tremendous.
Okay, hang on. Time now for the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
I went to the soul food place. I had fried chicken, mashed potatoes and green beans, and cornbread. It was delicious.
This has been the alien who just just discovered things here on Earth.
It's so funny. He named
so earnest
of one of the most delicious meals
ever, and
then
anywhere.
And then had to tell us it was delicious. Yeah.
And by the way, it was delicious.
It was. Yeah. I'll take it. It's a soul food place.
I love soul food. Love it.
Yeah, I didn't go nuts. They have a lot of slightly more exotic things. I'll wade my way into the greens, etc.
Oh, okay.
Collard
yeah.
greens.
I love the
That's
collard
greens.
Right, that's what I said.
Okay.
Oh, I see what you're doing.
We had cornbread last night. Add a little
greens,
feta.
Greens of color. Greens
I will, of color. I'll pay for your meal if you call them colored greens.
All right. Well,
if you order those.
What's the matter? Nobody has a sense of humor anymore. I'm just getting some sound organized.
Yes.
For the broadcast.
Oh,
we have a couple of things that require sonic accompaniment.
And speaking of Tom talking like an alien, here's another episode of Tom sounding like an alien. Time now for the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
You guys were telling me about how great some of these truck stops are. I stopped at one in somewhere in northern Kentucky. They had a McDonald's in there.
This has been the alien who just discovered things here
Amazing.
On Earth.
Hell yeah.
Oh, God.
Yep. And we have a truck stop news coming up.
Oh.
Of interest. Bucky's.
Yeah, we do.
Fine place.
Mm-hmm. They're suing some guy, apparently.
Oh. One more alien episode.
Oh, sorry.
Time now for the alien who just discovered things here on Earth.
My passport expired. I didn't know they were only good for 10 years.
This has been the alien who just discovered things.
They thought they were good for life?
Why not?
That's hilarious.
Why not?
Got a new one.
Yeah, we know.
Nice picture. Yeah, we heard. Yeah.
Nice picture.
I heard all about
it. We have a Chick McGee over there.
Do you have it professionally taken?
No, the picture is much better than the last one. As you know, my previous passport, I was darker than Ace. Mm-hmm. And the guy, when I returned to the United States, the guy told me it was the worst passport picture he'd ever seen.
That's so bad.
Yeah.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life
and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did, and I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.